Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. As we round out the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has some of the craziest prices I've ever seen. And they spread it across the packages because, you know, most of your self-defense ammo, that comes in a 20, 25-round box. And then there's bulk and 50-round and 100-round and then thousands. And they're always running a special on all of it across the board. Not every piece, mind you, but there'll be some self-defense ammunition in your chosen caliber on sale. There'll be some bulk ammunition, some practice ammo, some, you know, just everything you could possibly need. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yes, I know. We had another, we had a terrorist act is what we had. That's what we had. The only reason this would be even considered a gun issue is because, once again, military members were like fish in a barrel, which aggravates me to no end. Now, if you want to hear, and these were not my thoughts, if you want a really good thought process on it and just a good rant on it, go check out my man Tank's article on the front page of lockandloadradio.com, where he lays it all out. He was afraid it might be in bad taste or some of these other things. I said, just publish it. Because I've had it up to here. I have had it up to here. We will get some more details on that. That's, for me, you know, this is not a gun issue, except for a lack of guns. There was a lack of guns. That's the problem. Now, a little closer to home, which, you know, that was in Chattanooga, so I don't really know if that is the right phrase. A little more concerning for me is right now everybody is looking around in this fever, if you will, to be politically correct. And they're wanting to expunge so much that nobody seems to be noticing that the NAACP is acting a whole lot like ISIS. A whole lot like ISIS. Before ISIS, it was the Taliban. I remember watching some film of the Buddhas of Bamiyan. They had survived 1,500 years of war, Mother Nature, erosion, and all things that threatened it over 15 centuries. They were destroyed by dynamite, by the hateful, small-minded, petty fools of the Taliban. For you people that might be history buffs or Indiana Jones fans, this would be very hard to watch. And in an instant, some ignorant, hate-filled terrorist destroys history because they don't agree with it. Doesn't make it go away. It just makes a representation of it go away. ISIS is no better. I'm looking at a picture of them rampaging through a museum of Assyrian antiquities in Nimrud, Iraq, with sledgehammers. They're quite lethal and cheerful as they destroy all the history that they do not agree with. All in order to promote their own narrow ideological dogma, which is what we have happening here. We can't get rid of our history. We simply cannot. We can destroy all vestiges of it. We can dig up everybody that was part of it, and it still happened. And, you know, we shouldn't forget it. We really shouldn't forget it. I believe that a person in our short history here on this planet, we're made up. What makes our characters, what shapes us as we're coming along, good and bad. Some of us can't handle the good and the bad, and we turn out quite badly. Some of us can handle the good and the bad, and we come out, you know, everybody's like, I don't understand why it turned out okay. But whatever it is, you can't erase the history. No matter how much you want to go back and revise it, no matter how much you want to go back and revisit it. Now, in small ways, the NAACP has been against historical symbols they disagree with, like the 15-year-long boycott of South Carolina due to having the battle flag of the Confederate flown on public land. Not that it did anything to South Carolina for that, you know, their boycott. But in recent times, the way they execute things mirrors the tactics of the Muslim extremists. And that should be jarring to a lot of us. Like their support for the desecration of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife's grave. And even more strikingly similar is the stance by the Atlanta NAACP. Let's just get rid of a mountain, Stone Mountain Park. What happens to be in Stone Mountain Park? Well, there's Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jefferson Davis on horseback. One of the ears of the horses in this is as big as a man. So it's a pretty big sculpture. They want to have it blasted from the face of the earth, literally. Richard Rose, chapter head of the Atlanta NAACP, said this: these guys need to go. They can be sandblasted off. Just like the terrorists of the Middle East there, Mr. Rose. You know, Robert E. Lee was a man of honor. He was a soldier executing a task. That's all he was. He was exactly what I was, except he was a higher rank. And then when it was over, he knew it was over. He knew he had lost. He didn't want to lose any more people. Newsflash. Slavery happened. It was a worldwide phenomenon back in the day. Worldwide phenomenon. It was not a good thing. And it was not something that should ever have happened, but it did happen. The Civil War happened. Good people owned slaves. Good people fought for the South. And their graves should not be desecrated. Their existence should not be wiped from the history books. Their symbols buried from sight, and their monuments blasted to dust, no matter how much you hate it. No matter how much you hate it. That's what extremist terrorists do. They try to erase all history that does not agree with their dogma. Are you going to start burning books, NAACP? Should the Southeast be blown off of the continent? What about the Northeast? There are slaves in the Northeast. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. There is a point. You know, we should all sit back. Let me tell you something. I don't have a shred of guilt. I don't have a scintilla of it because I never owned a slave. My forebears came before me. My family, the Frady family, we were a family of sharecroppers to begin with, which was what came after slavery. After slavery came sharecroppers, which was, it wasn't slavery, but it was, you know, people that were sharecroppers were not going out there saying, I wonder which Mercedes I'm going to drive today. My grandfather was a sharecropper, and my grandfather lived to be 94 years old. In his lifetime, my grandfather owned three different vehicles. Three. In 94 years. All three of which were given to him by his children. He never bought one for himself. That was the life of a sharecropper. So, you can't erase history. And NAACP, you're not going to be allowed to. I'm sorry. The pushback, I can see it happening already. It needs to be a little more pronounced. In any event, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is it's a 27,000 square foot enclosure housing 50 million rounds of ammunition waiting for you to come and buy some. at crazy prices. For the depth of selection, you will not believe. And prices on their specials are really special, let me tell you. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, survival is an instinct. And it's a basic instinct of every living organism. I don't care how minute, you know, plants have survival instincts. It's biological and it's absolute. And for us, the Homo sapiens, the desire to survive is also sort of a moral imperative. A threat to one's survival activates the so-called fight or flight response. If a person cannot reasonably flee from a threat to his or her survival, that person must and will and should fight for his or her survival. And if you must fight, there's no better protection than that provided by a firearm. It is an equalizer. Those of us that were lucky enough here in the United States who have been brought up with firearms are comfortable with them. We've been taught to how to safely handle them, how to make sure that we don't do something. And if you, you know, if the one rule, if you keep up with one rule, keep it up and down range. Never point it at anybody. And even if something happens, it's just going off down range. And you'd be like, whoa, it's a good thing I pointed it down range. Now, unfortunately, based on where you may live, you may not have been raised the way I was raised. You might have been, and that's okay. That's okay. If you're not comfortable possessing a firearm, owning a firearm, carrying a firearm, by all means, don't. I'm not going to belittle you for that. I'm not going to impose my will upon you. And by the same token, I'm not going to allow you to impose your will upon me. Should your will be that you can't stand the thought of me carrying a gun. Now, the founders recognized our right that we're born with to protect our lives. That's why they wrote the Second Amendment, to try to codify that. Since the right of the individual, you know, is one of those that is the natural right, it did not create the right. It exemplifies it. And for those of you who may happen to doubt that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, you know, you can always turn to your heroes in the Supreme Court. They said so, right? Now, the Bill of Rights is applied to the federal government. And with the Heller case, they wanted to know if the, you know, if the Heller case applied to the states as well. So then we got the McDonald case. And the Supreme Court ruled that the individual right to self-defense applies to the states through the 14th Amendment. Now, they're not enforcing it right now, of course. And many states get away with undermining the clear importance of these two U.S. Supreme Court cases while completely embracing Roe versus Wade and gay rights and Obamacare. like natural rights are a salad bar, if you will. To overcome obstacles, some of these states have gotten out there and created reciprocity. So if you have a permit to carry a gun in one state, you can carry a gun in another state. State concealed handgun carry reciprocity is not difficult to understand. It works the same way as your driver's license does. However, not every state, even the ones that issue these things, recognizes every state that issues a right to carry one of these things. In these cases, where you look around, if you look at the natural right to self-defense, this means for me that I don't ever travel through Maryland. This means I don't travel through New York. I don't travel through New Jersey. I don't, you know, I try my best to avoid Illinois. Because there's a great many places I would like to go. I would love to go to a great many places. There are a lot of people I'd want to meet in the flesh and do some things with and train with and generally just hang out with. But I'm going to carry a gun wherever I go. Wherever I go, I am not going to go through Maryland, for example, and get pulled over on the side of the road because they recognize my tag and run it and find out I have a permit. That's not happening. This is the case I make for national reciprocity. I believe, based upon the 14th Amendment, that every state should recognize my right to carry a gun. I believe that in every category available to you. So, whether I'm traveling on business or on pleasure, I believe I should have the right to carry a gun wherever I go. And, of course, now, the only way I can do this currently is to get out there and get literally a deck of concealed carry permits. Next week, I may just go ahead and take the plunge and go after New Hampshire and Utah, or I've already qualified for Florida's, but I've got to see. And, you know, I've got to look and see where they apply to and find out where mine doesn't apply to, because that's why I would go and get one of those. Nothing changes with me as far as my qualification, just the card in my pocket. It almost sounds like a Capital One commercial. What's in your wallet? You can get out there and say, where can you carry? Well, I've got the New Hampshire permit, so I can carry anywhere in the Northeast, pretty much anywhere else. Most of the places in the Southeast. Then I've got the Florida permit, which is recognized here and there. Then I've got the Arizona non-resident permit. Then I've got the Utah non-resident permit. Where are you from, though? I don't remember. Because we're not allowed to just be, you know, we're supposed to be citizens of our state, which is part of a federation of states called the United States, a republic. Not the case, though. Not the case. Some states are clearly not equal in the eyes of other states. My state is one of the worst offenders. But we should not have to undergo all of this, these hoops. I guess I will do it in the meantime until one day sanity prevails. I don't know if sanity will ever prevail. We will certainly see, though, won't we? Yes, we will. I sit back and just want, you know, if there's concealed carry permit holders in South Carolina and in Georgia, and they both states know this, and both states know what the incidence of crime is amongst us, doesn't it make sense to let us carry in both states? But my state is the stick in the mud, okay? My state is the problem. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your redaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Whether you are looking for something just to load up in your carry gun, 20 rounds of exotic frangible stuff that you know is going to be very good for what you may need it for, or you're looking for thousands of rounds to go to a Steve Fisher class or Eric Utrecht, Aaron Cowan, or wherever you're going, they can fill your bill for you. They sure can. And they can do it cheaper and faster. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, there's some gun grabbers out there that they own a gun, so therefore they think they can speak about other guns and about other guns owned by other people. And that's fine. That's fine. Now, I will, you know, here's something being quite obvious. The justice system, as bad as it is, it actually really does truly understand who's at fault in these situations, because you never see a gun in prison for a murder. If it were the gun, wouldn't we have a monstrous prison system with all the guns that had ever killed anybody? Because, you know, it's the gun, silly. That's what made it happen. There's a guy out there. What's his pilgrim's name? I just saw it a minute ago. Da-da-da. It'll come up on me. Yeah, here in a minute. David Fellerath. He is a part-time freelance writer for the Washington Times. He goes off on a little bit of a rant. About gun ownership and the NRA and some other things. And it's interesting. It's interesting the way he thinks. We know that the NRA doesn't represent all gun owners. I complain about that all the time. He says, my guns are long guns intended for hunting and skeet shooting. Relatively few crimes are committed with hunting weapons, which are designed to shoot animals, not humans. I don't know of any one gun that is designed that doesn't have a barrel and a projectile. And those barrels and projectiles, while they may have a optimum use, you know, case in point, 5.56 is a notoriously weak round. It's a varmint hunter. Coyotes. Think coyotes. Everything above is not, it's not wolves. And everything above that, you know, you may be able to shoot them and kill them if you shoot them multiple times with it, but this is not one of these, it's not like a deer rifle and, you know, 30-30 or 30-06 or anything like that. It doesn't hit with that kind of power. Now, reading between the lines, what he's saying is, I don't want to ban your hunting and skeet shooting guns, not just yet. But those other guns, especially handguns, they got to go for your own safety, about, you know, nothing else. Nobody can kill themselves any other way, after all, and, you know, nobody ever gets out there and tempts cops to kill them. He talks about a guy in Durham, North Carolina, who walked in and killed a bunch of Middle Eastern people of Middle Eastern descent in an apartment complex. He was notorious and feared around the apartment complex for flashing his perfectly legal concealed handgun. Now, from time to time, somebody with no record that may have a permit will commit a murder. That does happen, although the concealed carry permit crowd has proven itself over and over again to be the most law-abiding crowd in the United States today. But this guy is the perfect example of the way we are. The guy actually turned out to love the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He was a leftist fanatic. Not a gun-owning, church-going guy like maybe your typical NRA member might be. And so his point here is that everybody who gets a gun is a potential murderer. So therefore, they should not be allowed to have a gun. So don't even worry about due process. We're not even going to tempt you, according to this guy. He says that the NRA and its adherents want us to bristle with alertness to danger, keeping a loaded gun within reach at all times. Well, where is the concern for people who want to live without fear of guns entering their lives? Pal, if you were around me, and believe me, I bristle with alertness. But you would never know it. You would never know it. Why should I be concerned about you having an irrational fear over an inanimate object? Are you afraid of pencils, too? What's next? You know, some people are afraid of flying. Should we ban airliners? What about those people afraid of heights? What about getting rid of bridges, maybe? Should we ban basements because they're dark and they're home to things like noisy furnaces and water heaters that immature people like you are scared of? From there, he goes into a storytelling mode, and for the leftist, it will melt your heart. It says, in the mid-1990s, he went to New Orleans for a wedding celebration of a charismatic young couple committed to filmmaking and music, community health care, veganism, and spreading joy wherever they went. Kumbaya. Cue that up. In other words, they were sheep, ready to be fleeced and or taken to slaughter. But I'm not letting him tell a story, am I? Sorry. He says he knew them only slightly, but he was there as a guest of a close mutual friend. It was a joyous, slightly unhinged all-night affair with costumes, music, and a parade that ended on the banks of the Mississippi. It was unforgettable for the right reasons, and it's unforgettable for a horrific reason. I don't know what the right reasons means. Probably something that would be fun. I would consider it fun, but, you know. One morning in 2007, as she let the cat out before daybreak, the bride, Helen Hill, faced the scenario that gun nuts dream about. As she stepped outside early one morning, she came face to face with an intruder. She only had time to scream a warning to her husband and child. Then she was dead. This is what I dream about, you see. This is what you dream about. You dream about innocent women letting the cat out and getting murdered for doing it. Orphaning a child and widowing a husband. That's what we dream about. Well, two can play that game, Mr. Unemployed Neckbeard. Secondly, you know, that's first. Secondly, no gun owners I know dream about such a horrific attack. We fear such an attack. We And you know what? We understand that carrying the gun does not necessarily make it a default position that we win such a encounter. He says that we would say that if she owned a gun, she would have survived. No. If she owned a gun and had it out pointed at the guy when she opened the door, she would have survived. But that's the only way. But he believes that if she were to have done that, she would be existing like a character in a Mad Max movie. He believes that to put this woman in this particular image would be obscene. Only a suspicious and hostile person would choose to live this way. Because maintaining situational awareness and being proactive about one's own safety is obscene. You see. Only a suspicious and hostile person would choose to live that way. You know, I don't really know what to say to that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. I, too, what were they into? I like filmmaking and music. I'm not really concerned about community health care. Veganism is sort of a non-starter for me. Spreading joy wherever I go, I'm more interested in getting some than spreading it, simply because I know that if I'm enjoying myself, maybe somebody else might be. This is the guy. This is the gun owner. And he thinks he can attack you and me. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, you know, for 80 years, the three guys that run this place have been retailing ammo, gathering ammo, purveying ammo, and, you know, everything that goes along with it. They knew all the manufacturers that they deal with. They can keep the supply coming. This is what makes them unique, is that constant flow coming in and out. It's like nature, the circle of life, if you will. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Destiny from the Guns, Gear, and Fitness channel. She used to go by Fate of Destiny. I like Destiny. She's a young lady. She got it together. I like young people that have it together, because I look at a lot of them and they don't. Coming from John Hopkins University, or John Hopkins researcher Daniel Webster. He was kind enough to chip in this ditty right here. A permit to purchase law would have prevented the shooting of deaths of 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. He wrote, Dylan Roof lived in a state with a permit to purchase law. He would have had to go to local or state police to get a permit, and most likely he would have been denied because those agencies often have better access to records used in background checks. How and why do they? That's my question. He continued, to get a handgun, he would have had to have found a private seller who would be willing to break the law and make a sale to someone without a permit, or he would have to procure one on the underground market. Many people assume that dangerous individuals like Roof, who want guns, will invariably be able to get them regardless of handgun sales laws, but the research indicates otherwise. Really? John Hopkins Institute, funded by Michael Bloomberg? Really? Research. Research designed to come to a conclusion. That's what it is. Here's the problem. You know, they talk about a permit to purchase law that was put in place in Connecticut, where after the permit to purchase law was put in place, they showed a 40% decrease in firearm-related homicide. The only problem with that is they don't tell you what was happening prior to that law being put into place, because that law was redundant on day one because it was already going down. Webster says that Dylan Roof was no criminal mastermind with extensive resources. He was able to carry out his plot because our gun laws made it easy for him to do so. No, not necessarily. I don't know what he would have done, okay? Maybe I do agree with him that he was not a criminal mastermind. He seems quite stupid, to be quite honest with you. Stupid and dangerous. He was casing a mall, and after he cased the mall and everybody had his picture and he was banned from the mall, he went back to the same mall. Then he wanted to go blow up a school or something or do something at a school, and he figured out that they had security there, but it's not that good, but that was enough to scare him off. And then he went someplace where a bunch of people had their heads bowed in prayer. And he was looking for the sheep, and he found them, and he found them after he got a gun. Now, here's what I will say to this. I don't know what he would have done or how he would have done it. Okay, in New Jersey, where you do have to have a permit to purchase a gun, I know that Carol Bounds did everything right and got murdered waiting on her permit to purchase a gun that was 2 weeks late on the day she died. Okay, I know that. I know that. I know that in South Carolina, there was a law that was coming up where they were going to make it mandatory that if you wanted to carry a gun in a church, you could. Church would not be a gun-free zone anymore. The clergy objected to that because they say it's a church. Everybody wants to sit around and say, do we need to carry a gun in a church? Clearly, yes. And to the clergy that is in South Carolina, I mean, my pastor bemoaned the fact that it might have come to this. And, you know, reverends, pastors, fathers, priests, please listen to me. It is much better to have them and not need them than to need them and not have them. It really is. It really is. You have an we have an obligation to be here. To be here. If we're not alone, if we marry somebody, if we have children, you know. We have an obligation to them to be here and to be murdered. Because we chose not to do everything we could to defend ourselves is abdication of our responsibility. Getting out there and trying to put a licensing scheme in place is unconstitutional. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Where these people go, you know, where this, what's this guy? Abdulaziz, that's the guy that shot up the recruiting station in Tennessee yesterday. He went to a gun-free zone. He went to where the military was. The military should not be a gun-free zone. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It should not be. But he went there because he knew it was. This kid went where he knew there was no guns. This is the common thing. Some drugs, there's some common denominators there as well. But you know what? We're not ever going to, getting out there and saying if gun accessibility was taken away, this would not happen. We're never going to get to that unless we get away from this just en masse default, let's medicate little boys thing. We got to get away from that, parents. I mean, if your child is doing things that demand your attention, give them your attention. Don't give them a pill. I know some, you know, we can't do corporal punishment anymore, Bill. The federal government gets involved with all this stuff, Bill. That's true. But, I mean, you got to try. You got to try. My sons, I didn't beat the living tar out of them. They grew up quite respectable, quite the sheepdogs, really. They're quicker, faster, and they carry than I am. I carry, but they're faster than me. Getting out there and trying to prescribe something that takes away your rights is not going to make a difference at all. Not at all. But, you know, hey, it does take all kinds. But if you see something coming from John Hopkins, funded by Michael Bloomberg, and they say, the research indicates this. Well, no, this is what happens. This is the way it goes, okay? Whoever's in charge of getting the grants for Michael Bloomberg, which he's given well over $1 billion to them, he comes in there and says, I want any gun studies. Well, no, I want the study to end up being anti-gun. I want it to show where guns are bad. So they had the conclusion, and then they backwards engineer it to make it look that way. That's the way it works. that's the way it works. I'm sure they don't have a department that handles all of that stuff and everything. But, you know, if they were actually being honest with you, right now in the United States, 1 in 20 adults has a concealed carry permit. I don't know what the percentage is of those people that actually carry a gun on a daily basis. If what they were saying was true, our murder rates would be in the millions. Our murder rates would be in the millions. The entire world would be horrified. We would make the Taliban look like a bunch of romper room rejects if what they said was true about the guns and the people that carry them. It's not true. Doesn't happen. That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. And they can get out there and do all of this other stuff. This is, you know, this is them trying to this is a shell game. It's a shell game all the time. It's always going to be a shell game. And it's really up to you to get out there and discern what is real and what is not. But keep the faith while you're doing it, of course. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Destiny. It's been a while since Destiny's been with me because Destiny got quite busy. But she's, if you've never heard her before or seen her channel, she's quite delightful. What I like about her, she carries a full-size 1911. This is not some shy, retiring little girl that carries a mouse gun. She carries a gun. Oh, gosh. So, that's coming up next. Next week, all rebroadcasts. I'm going to be taking a little downtime. I got a couple things going on that I just got to do. So, bear that in mind. Following week, back in force. So, let's roll into hour number two. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.